This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Indian River Real Estate, LLC, is a hometown family company. Hi, I'm Josh Stalls. My wife, Mandy, and I have deep roots in this community and are blessed to be raising our two sons here. Growing up in Indian River County, I understand the changing market and love helping our clients find a place to call home. Mandy and I have the tools and experience to guide our clients to the closing table. Helping clients feel confident in the buying and selling process is what we do. We can be found at IndianRiverRealEstateLLC.com or on Facebook.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Red Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
This is the mayor. Hey, it's a new day. This is Red Palmer, and I'm with Mike Bagby, and we're broadcasting from Rio Coco Cafe, probably the most famous coffee house in all of Indian River County. It was so successful, now they have two. But the cool thing about it is the money that they make here, the profit, goes towards missions. Is that right, Mike Bagby?
Well, we started a school project back in the 80s in Honduras when the war was going on in Nicaragua. And once the war ended and all the refugees went home in 1991, we crossed the river and became the official school in actually 12 communities along the Lower Coco River. And I started meeting coffee farmers, and I had this wild idea: if we could get some of this Nicaraguan coffee to the U.S. and get it roasted, we could make some money to pay our teachers. So by golly, a friend of mine from Raleigh came to visit us in 2004, and I told him this wild dream that I had, and he said, I have a friend that's a coffee roaster, let's go talk to him. And a few months later, we had started Rio Coco Beans. We were importing coffee from Nicaragua, having it roasted in Raleigh, and eventually we bought our own roaster and had it here in a warehouse in Vero Beach. At the same time, our school project was growing, so we started selling coffee in the cafes, and by golly, it's been a really good fundraiser for our school project.
Yeah, it's got a great vibe, I would say, or somebody else might say, well, it's an anointing. But what I want to know about, what is the official name of your ministry?
It's called Seek the Lamb Incorporated. We're a Hawaii corporation. That's where my wife and I are from.
Oh.
And so we run that as well as our Rio Coco Incorporated, which is our for-profit business. That's what our cafes do. We make money through that, pay our employees.
So it's not a non-for-profit?
The cafe business is not, no.
Oh, okay.
It's a for-profit business.
That's what feeds your family, or?
Well, Laura and I are still volunteers. We do employ my four children, as well as 12 other people, so they're part of our team. But for Laura and I, we're still kind of missionaries that live off of the support that different churches and individuals have given us. And we've been doing this for 35, 36 years now.
You've got it down to a science at this point.
It's not a science, Red. This is a total adventure with God.
Adventure
this
with
God.
This
is not a science. This is not something you can sit down and map out and predict.
No.
Because when I volunteered to go on a two-week trip to Honduras, I was living in Maui. I was in a really good church. I had a good job. I was a photographer. Life was good. But now I've been working with Mosquito Indians for the last 36 years now, and I gotta say, it's been my life adventure. I mean, it really has, to actually see God do things that I could never do on my own. And that's the non-science part of it.
Well, he does say as many as live by the Spirit of God, or led by the Spirit of God. I know I've only done some short-term missionary trips, a couple times to Haiti and Zimbabwe and a few things like that. I can understand why there would be an addictive quality, though. There's something beautiful about going to a foreign land, foreign soil, and the Lord seems to bless that when you go in His name.
Well, Red, I think it's even greater than that. I think if you read the book of Acts, for example, you will see that these uneducated idiotes, as it says, ordinary men with no special training, accomplished things that were way beyond their abilities. And that story in the book of Acts ends in chapter 28, suddenly with Paul in Rome. And it seems to be an abrupt ending, but what I've noticed is that I'm actually living in chapter 29 of the book of Acts. God has created a special adventure for me that started off with me really getting to know him when I moved to Maui in 81. But I think that's an experience that every Christian in the world should have, is this adventure that our life is not our own, that we're relying on the Holy Spirit to direct us in our days, and we have a supernatural empowerments that function in our lives. And I tell you, I would never have it any other way. I wouldn't be scientific about my life right now.
Now let me ask you this: so what happened to you? What age did you become a believer in Jesus?
Well, my family took me to church when I was a kid. When I was 12, the pastor said, "If you're not baptized, you're going to hell." So I looked at my brother and I said, "You want to go to hell?" He said, "No." And I said, "Well, let's get baptized." So we got baptized, but it didn't really, we didn't really know God. We just kind of knew about him. And then I went to college, and that really took me away from a family environment where, you know, why not drink beer and smoke weed, you know? And so then I was a pilot in the Navy for 6 years, and that lifestyle is can be really out there in a number of ways. Then after I got out of the Navy, I really didn't want to be an airline pilot, and my friend Joe Tanner, who I went to flight school with, he and I decided we were going to move to Colorado and be ski bums. So we moved to Vail and lived there for 3 years.
Okay.
And I worked at a hotel, which was it was a lot of fun. It was a fun life. The mountain was my god. I skied every day that I could. Then I moved to Maui to open an ice cream business, and my cousins, who had been marijuana farmers for years, had moved from the jungle side of the island to the South Shore, and they took me to their church, which had just started. It was a non-denominational church. And Red, I gotta tell you, I had an experience with God, and I got to know him.
Well, what exactly happened? What precipitated this? And did you go forward and fall on your knees?
Well, what precipitated it was I had a girlfriend at the time that lived in Honolulu that was into sorcery. And she was my girlfriend in Vail. She was on our ski team at our hotel in Vail, but she was from Honolulu. And that summer, she moved back to finish her last year at UH. I moved to Maui to help a friend open an ice cream business. And when my cousin took me to his church, the pastor, Craig Englert, said something that day that I never heard before. He said, having a personal relationship with Jesus is the most important thing you can have in this life. And I never heard that before. But it really got me thinking. I knew about Jesus, but I didn't know him. I didn't have this personal relationship.
Yeah, but if you were a pilot too, you know, it says the intellect of man, the mind of man is enmity with the spirit of Christ. So you're a pretty smart guy. You're a pilot. You know, every I is dotted, every T is crossed. So, but you seemed very open to it. I'm surprised you were so open.
Well, at that time, the Lord really set me up, and which is, I think, a process that I see in a lot of people. Jesus says, nobody comes to the Father and to me unless the Father draws him. And I see that process in my life, and I honestly expect that that's what's happening to people that I meet here in our cafe. God is drawing us and through giving us little signs along the way, so to speak. And for me, at the top of Vail Mountain, where I did my stretches and putting on my skis before beginning the ski day, right across one of the passes was a 14,000-foot Mount of the Holy Cross that had a packed snow cross. I mean, this was a crevasse from the top of the peak down about 1,500 feet. A third of the way down, there was a crevasse that went across, and it stayed packed with snow all year. So I'm looking at this cross on this mountain. It's the Mount of the Holy Cross. It's a famous mountain. And it caused me to think about God. I really love the nature, especially the summer, hiking around in the mountains of Colorado, and I began to notice the fine details of the Creator. And I had this sense, I would really like to know him one day. So going to Maui, I was kind of set up for that. And then my girlfriend, Bonnie, came over to visit for the weekend. We worked all day at the ice cream store in Lahaina is where I was living. And when we got back to my apartment, I said to her, Bonnie, I need to talk to you because I know you can, you know, she read people's palms. She chanted a lot. And she was kind of a weird girl, but she was a great skier and she was a beautiful girl with a great body. And that's what counted to me in those days. I was pretty shallow at the time.
Sure.
But
you say, I got to talk to you about what?
Well, I said, where's your spiritual power come from? And she said, well, a spirit gives it to me. And I said, well, what kind of spirit is it? Is it an evil spirit or a good spirit? And she said, she thought for a minute and she said, I don't know, but he gives me power. I said, well, Bonnie, if it's an evil spirit, you really should let it go. And she said to me, no, he gives me power. And so I'm thinking, you know, wow, I got a relationship with this girl. I'm sleeping with this girl. I mean, this could really be rubbing off on me. I said, Bonnie, you need to let that spirit go.
This is amazing insight you have for a guy that doesn't know the scriptures. You know, at this time, had you been born again?
No, of course not. No,
I'm. So how do you know this intuitively? That's amazing.
This is what I refer to as God drawing me, okay? And so I had read books on sorcery. I had actually...
You want to hear the rest of the interview? Tune in from 3 to 4 in the afternoon. I'm Rhett Palmer. This is a new day, if you want it to be.
We appreciate the support for New Day with Rhett Palmer from the family of Mosquito Joe. For information, find them on the internet at melbourne@mosquitojoe.com. Roaches gone, ants gone, spiders and hornets all gone.
Strive against my brother. I'm so tired of it, don't want to do it no more. Lord, don't let us fight against each other. Let us be one in you. Lord, give us love for one another. What we say, yes, and in what we do. Lord, teach us to build up one another. Let us be one in you. Oh, let us be one. For your sake, let us learn to wait on the Spirit's move.